Happy holidays from the World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. Tis the season to be jolly. But some years, it can be a little harder to find that festive spirit than others. Sometimes the holidays don't look like a Christmas card or a TV movie. It can be complicated. It can be emotional. It can be lonely. Now, don't worry. His Golden Messenger's new holiday album, called O Come All You Faithful, isn't depressing, but it acknowledges that this time of year isn't all jingle bells and snowmen and flying reindeer. MC Taylor, the songwriter and frontman of His Golden Messenger, talks about what inspired him to make a Christmas album and why this one is full of bittersweet hope in the session you're about to hear. This session was recorded in front of an audience at World Cafe Live in Philadelphia, where MC Taylor performed with his full band. It begins with an original song he wrote for O Come All Ye Faithful. This is Hung Fire, His Golden Messenger on World Cafe.
Things were bad if we're being honest. Gave it away, stood on the corner. I was down on my knees, searching for something. I get why people pray now. Down at the mission, they're ringing the bell. Come on, you faithful, joy to the world. St. Nick's at the racetrack, giving it hell. Trying to make it rain with his paycheck. Some out of work boxers looking for a job. Day on the Red River setting fire. It's Christmas, baby. I'm glad we made it. All the savage angels who run us like dogs. Gun to my head, but it haunts. Thank you.
Okay, this is a tune called Grace that is on the same record. Oh, come all you faithful.
Live for World Cafe, His Golden Messenger performing songs from the new holiday album, O Come All Ye Faithful. I'm Rena Duris. That song, Grace, that we just heard, I noticed, and I think, it doesn't mention Christmas at all in the lyrics. And so I wanted to ask you, what makes a song like Grace a holiday song for you?
Oh, geez. I felt like I was wanting to write towards a specific set of emotions that... that seem to exist for me and a lot of other people that I know. I feel like most people that I know, honestly. I feel like the holidays for me are some mixture of hope and or joy, but also of grief. Even in really good times, I feel that way. There's something about the year closing that has always made me feel like a little blue. You know,
right.
I remember when I was a kid, I was just maybe 5 or 6, and my mom said, and I grew up in Southern California, so, this, you know, we always had very sunny Christmases. But I remember my mom saying, I always feel sad at the during the holidays. And I knew exactly what she meant, even though I was very young. I knew what she was talking about. So with a song like Grace, there's something a little bit sad about that song to me. It's sort of like a song of yearning or a song of hope, which I feel like exists in a lot of His Gold Messenger records, but like I really do feel like we were kind of trying to bottle that mixture of hopefulness and sort of like bittersweet hope on that tune.
It is a contrast to what a lot of Christmas songs sound like, and I was wondering if you could take us back to kind of where this album started, shopping at a Target, which I feel like maybe people wouldn't think shopping at a Target around Christmas, a place that would inspire you to want to make music. But maybe you could take us there. About a year ago, December 2020, you were in a department store, you were hearing music. What did you hear?
I don't know what the song was that I was hearing, but it was something very, very loud and brash, and the tempo was very, very fast, with lots of jingle bells, and there was some serious dissonance there in terms of the way that I was feeling and how everybody I knew was feeling in that moment, and the music that was being played in public spaces that, like, I think we've all sort of become immune to over the years. It's just kind of there, but something felt very off about it. And I had always thought in the back of my head, like, if I ever had time, it would be fun to make a holiday record, but like really, really dig down. Not make it feel super obvious, but make it feel like a, I don't know, you know, it's like a gospel record for people that are seeking something, you know?
Right.
Like, I'm not someone that goes to church. The way that I think about a higher power is different than folks who do go to church, possibly. But I still feel like I need to involve myself in the type of seeking that happens in the church space. It just, music is the way that we do it. I think that ecstatic feeling that we all have when we're on stage playing and absolutely in the present and fully engaged, which is almost the only time I ever feel that way, I think that is what people are talking about when they talk about God.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And it just happens that we tap into it in a different way.
I did, you can clap, go for it. I did notice listening through the album that there is nary a sleigh bell to be heard, which I guess was a conscious choice then.
Yeah, there's no sleigh bells. I'm not against sleigh bells.
No, but it's a different feel, you know.
It's a different vibe. I didn't think that, I didn't think that we needed sleigh bells. It seemed inappropriate.
Faith is something that comes up again and again, and in some of the traditional songs. I mean, you chose O Come All You Faithful. It's the title track. Why was that song the one that you wanted to name the whole album after?
Well, if I'm being absolutely and completely honest with you, I really wanted to name the album Simple Phrases, which is a couplet from Grace that we just sang. And a friend of mine, I won't say who they are, so I don't embarrass them, said, you cannot spend all this time making a holiday record and call it something, anything other than a very, you have to make it absolutely clear what this record is, which I sort of agree with, I guess. So O Come All You Faithful felt like, it felt like a very obvious choice for what to name the record. And actually, we spent a lot of time dealing with a few of these really old, hundreds of years old sort of hymns, O Come All Ye Faithful, Silent Night, Joy to the World, and there might be one other one. You know, just like we have become immune to the music that plays in maybe big box stores during the holidays, I think we've also become immune to the beauty of the melodies that exist in these old songs that have been done so many times. It's hard to even imagine what else you might do with a melody like that. So I was interested in those songs almost from a theoretical point of view at first, and the more I dug down, the more I sort of like really fell in love with what exists in those songs.
Could you play it for us now, O Come All You Faithful?
Yeah, let's do O Come All You Faithful.
Thank you.
We're going to play a tune called Hanukkah Dance by Woody Guthrie. This one I always knew was going to go on this record. Okay. One, two.
His Golden Messenger performing in front of a live World Cafe audience, songs from the new seasonal album, Oh Come All You Faithful. Your cover of Woody Guthrie's Hanukkah Dance, you said that you always knew it was going to be on the record. Why was that the song that you chose for Hanukkah for this album?
Well, we needed some Hanukkah music, basically.
Yeah.
My wife is Jewish, and so my kids, my blonde-haired, blue-eyed children identify as Jewish. So we celebrate Hanukkah as much as we do Christmas at home. And I just knew that had to be woven through the record. Like, I think of Grace, this tune that we played a couple songs ago, as a Hanukkah song as well, in a weird way, just because it mentions candles a lot.
Right. Right. I mean, light. I mean, it's known as the Festival of Lights. And like faith, lights is a theme on this album.
Yeah.
What is the significance of light for you when it comes to the holiday season?
Of light?
Mm-hmm.
I think just speaking purely of my music, like how this particular record works at this season and also other Hiss records, I think that light is actually thematically something that comes back over and over again in my music. It certainly is all over this record, and that wasn't even really intentional until putting the sequencing the record, putting all the songs in the order that we wanted to have them. I realized there's a lot about a lot about light on this record. I'm not sure exactly why that is. I mean, you know, this idea of like a little small bit of light, just a small light is enough to find your way in the darkness. Mm-hmm. Is something that I think about a lot. It like goes way back in my catalog of music. And also there is no, we have no understanding of darkness without light, and vice versa. You know, right. You have to have one to conceptualize the other.
So there are covers, like the Woody Guthrie one that we heard. There are originals that you wrote for this. And the holidays for a lot of people are about nostalgia and memory and tradition. When it comes to writing a new holiday song, how do you approach that?
I tried not to, you know, I think I approached it in the way that I probably approach writing any song while living in the tradition of so many greats. You know, if you think about needing to or hoping to or wanting to write a song as good as something that John Prine wrote, you might not ever put your pencil to the paper. I think that for me, when I'm writing a song, I just try and keep it really small, you know, like as small as I can.
What does that mean when you say
it means not really writing for 1,000 people, like writing for one person,
right.
Me, generally speaking. Like I'm trying to write something that I can understand and that allows me to understand a little more about myself or what I'm feeling.
I'm speaking with His Golden Messenger. You're hearing His Golden Messenger performing live for World Cafe today. I'm Raina Duris. The next song you're going to perform for us is one most people probably know, Joy to the World. Why did you choose Joy to the World?
I love this song. I think it's a beautiful song. And I love the melody of it. And again, it was another song that, you know, at first it was a sort of a theoretical test, and you know, whether I could arrange a rendition of this tune that felt like it had some new bit of emotion in it, you know, that was sort of like hitting the notes of what we think of when we hear Joy to the World, but also had something new emotionally going on.
Here is His Golden Messenger with Joy to the World.
Joy, repeat.
Absolutely beautiful performance from His Golden Messenger. They've been performing songs from the new holiday album, O Come All Ye Faithful. I've been speaking with His Golden Messenger's MC Taylor today. It's been such a joy having you.
Thank you for having us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
I'm Rena Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe.
Not everybody wants to run around the White House or Congress all day. That's where the NPR Politics Podcast comes in. At 5 p.m., NPR's best political reporters get together and break down the biggest political stories. No noise, just friends making sense of Washington. Listen to the NPR Politics Podcast every weekday.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Airbnb. If you're curious about hosting, you might have a few questions. With Ask a Superhost, you can get free one-on-one help from Airbnb's most experienced hosts. Start asking at airbnb.com/askasuperhost.